Next up, we have Steve Brusniak. He's the Director of Property Tax Services for Brusniak Turner Fine LLP and a senior property tax consultant. His focus is to secure fair and equitable property tax valuations for his clients, specializing in retail portfolios and complex properties. This was probably one of the fastest decisions on the planning committee because it's of professional and personal interest. So hopefully y'all enjoy this as much as we do.
Good morning. Well, let me just start by saying, you know, property tax is kind of a hot topic at the moment. And thank you. There's going to be a lot of information as we go through this. We're going to be doing a breakneck speed because I want to stay on topic and on time for everyone here. So if you've got questions, here's my contact information. Yeah, I think you've also got it through the portal. And so you should be able to contact me if you've got questions. I'm always happy to discuss. It's been getting a lot of attention lately, and it's really no surprise because over 50% of the revenue for all local governments is actually generated and by property taxes and goes to it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to review the protest and appeal process, starting off a little bit of background, followed by some practical advice on kind of how to navigate these waters. Our system here in Texas can be confusing if you're not from Texas. And even if you are, you might be at a slight disadvantage simply because every 2 years, the folks down in the pink domed building change the rules just ever so slightly. And actually this year, they had a special session where they changed it considerably. So there's always something that's changing in our field. So I'd like to start with a quick survey here, just give you a little bit of background here. If you're looking to buy or sell properties, you're going to do your due diligence. And so when you're looking through this, you know, ask yourself this question. You look at the tax history of the property. Have you ever bought or sold property at that value that the appraisal district has on the property you're looking at? It's unsurprising. I don't see any hands up here. I don't see anybody. That's really not, like I said, that's not terribly revelatory. And the question I guess we have for that is, why is that? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Your property is different. And it's different in the sense that it's not following the generalized assumptions that they have made to get to your property's value. It's different in that, you know, they've got this classification that they've set for your property, and each and every one of your properties are different. You know, the adage in real estate is that no two properties are alike. So what does that mean? Well, that means your tax value is wrong. And the reason why it's wrong is because mass appraisal gets it wrong. Now, with mass appraisal, let me start by saying computer-assisted mass appraisal actually is not inherently bad or flawed. And it is permitted by the tax code as a starting point to be able to get your value set. And when it's properly used, it's a good primary research tool. But where it's used is a one-stop solution for generating everyone's values is really where it sort of shows its shortcomings. I liken this to kind of someone who's using a blender for the first time to make a smoothie. You know, you throw a lot of stuff in there, and then you hit the pulse button just to kind of see how it turns out. Mass appraisals as employed can be a little bit like that. And continuing with that analogy, the ingredients or the data that's being factored in to set your values has been aggregated over the last 12 months preceding January 1, which is our magical snapshot in time when all values are set by the tax code. So after churning all that old information, they pour out everyone's values. That just doesn't seem right to me because things are constantly changing. What mass appraisal actually does really well is it generates a range of values. You know, your property is classified in a certain manner, and then they make adjustments for that because it's distributed across a bell curve, taking into consideration factors like age, quality, condition, maybe environmental factors, something we just talked about. All of that gets factored in and makes small adjustments to your property, but it actually kind of it follows, as I said, a bell curve where everything or most everything is supposed to hew towards the median or the middle.